he met a guy by the name of Ebbie Thatcher. Ebbie Thatcher was about to be committed for alcoholic insanity. He was about to be put away by a judge. The judge happened to know Roland. In fact, he was Roland's uncle. And so Roland heard, he knew Ebbie Thatcher. Roland called the judge and says, "Hey, can we come down during his commitment ceremony?" And, sorry guys, I'm addicted to cough drops. Sugar free, by the way. So Ebbie Thatcher is about to be committed. Roland Hazard said, "You know, hey, you know me, Judge. I was a drop dead drunk. I was going to die of alcoholism." And Judge says, "Okay, let's give your way a shot." 2 months later, Ebbie Thatcher is stone cold sober and happy, sitting across the table from Bill Wilson. And this would be 1934. 2 months sober, he's doing a 12-step. What does that tell you? He's worked all 12 steps in 2 months. He's not laying around. He's not taking gentleman's breaks. He's not petting a puppy, right? He's busy getting to work. He knows if he's going to stay sober, he better help other people. He knows Bill Wilson. They were old drinking buddies from school days. So they had made the identification through their lives. Bill Wilson once said of Ebbie Thatcher, "If I ever get as bad as Ebbie, I'll quit." Of course, this disease is progressive, so Ebbie continually got worse, and Bill never quite caught up with him. So it went on and on and on and on and on. All right, so Bill, Ebbie talks to him. Bill finally, you know, he's had enough. Two months later, he checks himself into Towns Hospital to dry out, and he... 2 days into there, or 3 days into that, he's dry. He gives Ebbie a call. Ebbie comes and works with him, and he works the steps in 9 days in Towns Hospital. Of course, three of that was the detox. He did everything except getting out there in the world and making his amends. He was 12-stepping the drunks in Towns Hospital, okay? While he was in Towns Hospital, he met a guy by the name of Dr. William D. Silkworth. He was the head of treatment there. He was the chief physician at the hospital. And what the difference was here is that Bill had, this was like Bill's third or fourth trip into Towns. And on the previous trip to Towns, Silkworth shared a theory with him that, you know what? Alcoholics don't react like normal people to alcohol. When they start drinking, they have a tendency to go beyond where they planned. Okay? So, Silky gave us step one. Silkworth. Young gave us step two. Okay? These steps don't all come from the Oxford groups. All right, so they're from various places. This is not an AA program. The 12 steps came from various sources. Bill Wilson didn't invent the steps. They came from other places. The Oxford Group Plan of Action, steps 3 through 12, were, of course, the Oxford groups, right? So, you know, Bill Wilson is not some, you know, he's a good guy and all, or was, but you know what? He wasn't the guy that was all brainy and figured all this out. He just happened to be the place where all these things came together. Okay? All right. So Silkworth gave him step one.